Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? It's Wednesday! Right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. We are glad to be back on the air. I had to miss Monday's show due to a funeral from a dear friend of mine. But we are back on it today. So the phone line, yes. The Greg Squirrel Show. Phone lines are open. If I can remember the new number. Because I got the new number since the previous show. 323-642-1128 is the phone line. Six. 323-642-1128. So call out in here if there's something sports related. We got 30 minutes today. So we're going to be talking about some stuff. NBA playoffs are going on. And I think we can turn the Who down now. Is that a candy bar? Hoo-hoo. So anyway, NBA playoffs are going on. A lot of controversy stuff going on around the NBA, especially with the owner, the idiot owner of the LA Clippers, opening his big mouth. You know, he's been banned from the NBA. They pretty much said you got to sell the team. So I really don't know what's happening with this clown, but he's definitely got some a screw loose somewhere, and I think, I don't know, it's just crazy. So a lot of stuff going on there. Naturally, we got the playoffs going on. How about the Thunder coming back last night from a big deficit? They're not out of the playoffs yet, so be anxious to see what goes on with the Oklahoma City Thunder. They're hanging tough. I know that much. They are hanging tough, so it's just going to be anxious to see what happens there. Once again, phone lines are open, 323. I can't even remember the number now. Anyway, phone number is open. Look on Facebook. You can find it on there. Call in and be a part of the madness that is the Greg Squirrel Show. I want to say a big hello to some of my sponsors and supporters out there. Bion Apparel. If you need some good-looking athletic apparel, check out Bion Apparel. They will hook you up. And we also want to say thank you to the folks at Moxie Nutrition, Fayetteville Nutrition Center. Herbalife is what's going on. So if you want to lose weight, get healthy, give me a shout. You can call me on my toll-free number, 888-361-8725. If you're interested in getting healthy, losing weight, I can help you out. My buddy Clint Davis, he's out there somewhere. Everybody give him a big shout-out, if you will. I'm tired of the rain. I mean, that's all I can say is I'm tired of the rain. And, you know, I don't want it really hot, but yet I don't want it freezing my canines off, if you know what I mean. So it just needs to go away. 323-642-1128 is the number you can call in, and we will get you on the air right here on the Greg Skrull Show. We were planning on going live for an hour starting this week, but unfortunately some of the finances did not come through, so the Greg Skrull Show is looking for sponsors to help make that dream a reality. $25 a month for sponsors. Call in, be a sponsor of the Greg Skrull Show. If you have an MP3 commercial, send us a copy of that. We will be glad to play your commercials on commercial breaks. And, of course, we will always mention your show on the air as an official supporter of Greg Skrull and the Greg Skrull Show. I have a banner when I'm announcing my MMA and boxing events. I have a big banner that I put up. I will be more than happy to put your logo on that banner somewhere. So you help promote me, I help promote you. That's how this little rock and roll little thing works here. So we're going to jump over here. We're going to talk about a lot of MMA stuff going on. Big fight going on this weekend. Bellator has their pay-per-view with a headline, Rampage Jackson versus King Mo. So we got that big fight coming up this weekend. And just have anxious to see how that goes. Movie news. Georges St-Pierre is going to be in the starring in the remake of Kickboxer. So got that going on. It's also going to have Dave Bautista, WWE superstar. So we got that going down. So got that going on. Daniel Cormier is right now, that boy's as good as it gets, in my opinion, and a lot of other people's opinions. Vitor Belfort believes he will be in the licensed in Nevada, middleweight contender. And he thinks he's going to come up clean. So we'll just have to see. Just anxious to see what happened there. My Facebook trivia question: who has the best nickname in MMA? That's my trivia poll. Who has the best nickname in MMA, and who does the best to utilize their nickname? You know, because there's a lot of people have nicknames, not only MMA, a lot of other sports, but who really pimps? Or maybe that's not the word I'm looking for, but who just really gets up there and just kind of feeds off their nickname? Caveman. What is his name? Oh yeah, David Caveman Rickle. He is the one that really comes to mind for me. Dave Rickles, his nickname's the Caveman, and I mean, who else walks to the cage with somebody dressed up like a dinosaur? It was freaking awesome. You can go on YouTube, and it was a Dave Caveman Rickles dinosaur walkout, Bellator 84. That has been voted one of the best walkout moments in MMA history. I mean, he had a guy, I'm looking at the video right now. It's a little 1 minute, 11 second video. Hold on a minute. And he literally has a guy dressed up like a velociraptor. I mean, it was totally awesome. You probably heard the noise in the background just now. But needless to say, it's just totally, I mean, like I say, it has to be one of the best MMA walkout moments. 323-642-1128. If you want to call in on this, give your opinions. Be glad to hear it. Let me click back over here on Facebook so people can Josh Hudson says Carlos Condit. I'm still going with Caveman Rickles. I'm anxious to see what some of these other people reply to because, I mean, like I say, dude has the boy dressed up like the dinosaur. So we're going to let that go for a while, give some people a chance to type in on that. Let's jump over here on my other page, and let's take a look at some sports, see what's going on. I know there's some couple of baseball games going on. Right now in the bottom of the first inning, Atlanta and Frisco are tied at 2 apiece. Washington and Arizona are scoreless at the bottom end of 2. Tampa Bay, Seattle are scoreless at the 1.5. Top of the third, the Chi Sox and Oakland 1 apiece. And bottom of the ninth, you got that. Who is that? Is that Anaheim? 3, Philadelphia 0. Middle of the seventh inning, Kansas City 3, Colorado 2. So that's what you got going there. We got some more great games coming up tonight. Cleveland, Toronto, Yankees, Mets, San Diego, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Texas, Houston, Boston, Minnesota, the Cubs and the Cards, Miami and the Dodgers. We do have one final. Detroit beat Baltimore 7-5. NBA action, playoffs continuing on tonight. You got Brooklyn and Miami and Portland and San Antonio. And you also got some hockey action going on tonight. Montreal and Boston and the Anaheim Mighty Ducks taking on the L.A. Kings. I don't know about you boys and girls, but I'm kind of starting to get ready for some football. Football for me is almost a year-round thing because I got my college and then got my Arkansas Razorback. I love them. Then you got the Dallas Cowboys, also got Kansas City Chiefs, Cubs. I also have the Bears that I follow. But then I also have my minor league team, the Northwest Arkansas Battle Minor League, Central Football League is the league they play in. Their regular season is pretty much over, 6-3. They were supposed to have a game this weekend, but the team that they were supposed to play ended up canceling, forfeiting So right now the battle season is over. Now we just wait to see what happens with the remaining teams this coming weekend to see about CFL playoffs, looking to see what happens there. Stan Van Gundy, NBA news. Stan Van Gundy, probably one of the best coaches in the NBA, has been named coach. And, yeah, here it is. Stan Van Gundy, president of basketball operations and head coach for the Detroit Pistons. Pistons really haven't had a good coach. Who was the coach that was so good with them? I see his face, but I can't remember his name. Anyway, hopefully they can get things turned around. Like we mentioned earlier, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they're in the playoffs. They got their series against the Clippers. 38 Westbrook had 38 points and made 3 free throws with 6.4 remaining, and the Thunder overcame a 7-point deficit in the final 50 seconds to beat the Clippers 105-104 Tuesday night to take a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference semifinal. So don't count, do not count out Oklahoma City. They don't have the guns that they used to have, but I still think they have what it takes to win it. San Antonio have a chance to knock out the Blazers tonight at home in San Antonio. So be anxious to see what happens there. Just kind of flipping down some of the other charts. Not a whole lot of anything else going on. Let's get back to the main page over here. Yeah, I still hum my little songs, and I'm looking for things to talk about. NASCAR, the Sprint All-Star Race is coming up, so getting ready for that. Here's a new thing that kind of caught my eye. This is for all the golfers out there. Bicycle golf debuts at Kierland Golf Club, Scottsdale, Arizona. Some people like to ride golf carts. We know that. Some people like to walk. I do either or. But what if you're really wanting to get some great exercise and not up to hiking your way about the golf course? Kierland Golf Club at the Westin Kierland Resort and Spa, Scottsdale, Arizona, can relate. Now they have introduced bicycle golf. You play golf like you always have, but you get around the course on a bicycle. They have the two-wheelers, the bicycles that they use, have smaller wheels and wider tires so they don't damage the course, and custom-designed golf bags that are able to carry a full set of clubs mounted on the back. Now, how ingenious is that? Because you got some people that internally, I think I would fit in this category because I really don't like to walk a lot when I'm playing. But then again, I really don't like to ride, you know, depending on the course. So here's a golf cart made out of a bicycle. So you can ride, so you can still get some exercise, but you're still not having to walk. I see this catching on. Don't know how fast it'll catch on, but this is something I see catching on because it's just that kind of something neat and innovative. Let's see. Who was happy with the results of the NBA or of the NFL draft? I think there's some teams. Well, let's just look at the rankings by the divisions. We got 10 minutes left for today, and we're going to look at this. Well, I thought we were. Oh, okay. Maybe it's not. Okay, I don't have that information here. Anyway, we'll check in on that. But I'll do some research and find out just how the teams ranked in the draft compared to their needs. And just see what it pays to go from there. Big event coming up, Wichita, Kansas, 2 weeks away. That's right. At the Beach Activity Center. I'm not sure if it's the Beechcraft or the Beach Activity Center. Wichita, Kansas. Muay Thai and kickboxing is coming to town. Are you ready? Striking fight making their way to Wichita, Kansas. Let's see, that date, I have May 23rd at the Beach Activity Center. Wichita, Kansas. The posters are up. The tickets are available. Memorial Day weekend. If you don't have anything going on and you want to see some great fights, look them up on Facebook. Striking, STRIKING, Striking Fight. And there's going to be some great event coming to the Beach Activity Center right there in Wichita, Kansas. I'm going to be up there. I'm going to be handling the ring announcing duties. So make sure you check that out. Once again, I want to say hello to my girl, Rhonda Porter, and the crew at Moxietrician. So say hello to them. We're going to give them a big shout-out right now. Shout-out to Rhonda Porter. Make sure I spell her name right. All right. Got that done right there. Big shout-out to Rhonda and the crew, Moxie Nutrition. Memorial Day is just around the corner. Going to be a lot of events in your area, no matter where you're listening to the Greg Squirrel Show from. Going to be events going on in your area, so make sure you enjoy Memorial Day weekend. Be safe that weekend. That's all we ask. So, want to say hello to the folks over at Planet Fitness. Let's see, you're kind of checking out, scrolling up. Did you see the video dog that was attacking the little boy? Somebody posted that on Facebook this morning. And it was kind of cute because the song going along with the video was Who Let the Dog Out. Next thing you know, you see this cat just doing a flying kamikaze into this dog. It looked like some kind of terrier mix. Might have been a pit bull. I don't think so. I could be wrong. So there you go. Once again, we want to give another big shout out, Bion Apparel. For all apparel needs, it's Bion. wish I could learn how to spell right and type. All right, my typing is awful. I still think I spelled it wrong, but they know what I mean. It's all good. 4 minutes left in the show. The phone lines are still open. 323-642-1128. Oh, let's see here. It's 323-642-1128. Hey, I'm getting it memorized. I'm slowly getting it memorized. There you go. 323-642-1128. Got a lot of great MMA events coming up to Oklahoma, Missouri, Central Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas. Find an MMA promotion in your area and get out and support MMA and all your other great sports. All right, let's quick. We've had three people. Carlos Condit, I still think Caveman Rickles, Randy Couture, BJ Penn, and The Gooch. Clint Davis, who is The Gooch? That's all I want to know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are just checking over some brief things right now, checking out what's going on, seeing if anything needs to be talked about. Friday, there's going to be a change in the show Friday, and keep looking on Facebook. We're going to have it posted. We're probably going to be on the air early Friday. I'm wanting to try to go around noon, if at all possible. So make sure you join us. Let's see here. Let's just take a look at this right now. Just join us Friday morning. Yeah, we're going to go about 12 noon Friday. Join us at 12 noon. Let's make it 11 so we don't interfere with Clint Davis. Join us at 11 Friday for the Greg Squirrel Show, 11 o'clock Friday morning. Due to a commitment I have Friday afternoon, we won't be able to do our regular time. But we call your buddies, call your friends, and tell them to join us on the Greg Squirrel Show. So until Friday, we are getting ready to jock on out of here. So go over here, hit me up some wonderful bean footage. And ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's been real, it's been fun, but we will see you Friday, 11 o'clock a.m. time, right here on the Greg Squirrel Show. See ya!